On television today, that's a funny looking cat, ain't it? You ever really took a real good look at Nixon on TV? You ever looked at that right jaw of his? Where it's just something about his right jaw that just you just can't trust him. And he's probably a nice cat, but that jaw just, you know, if any man in the world ever should wear a beard, it should be Dick Nixon. He just got a funny-looking family, though, you know? And he keep bringing in funny-looking folks. Like, you ever took a good look at that little David Eisenhower? Now, that's a weird-looking little freak, ain't it? You ever just thought, who do David Eisenhower remind you of? He reminds you of the cat that's on the cover of Mad Magazine. You ever? And of course, I guess the only time that I really get upset with Dick Nixon is whenever he leaves the country. I always get a little nervous, and it really haven't got anything to do with Dick Nixon. You see, any time the President of the United States leave the country, I always get a little nervous till he get back, because I always have a sneaky suspicion he might know something. So I usually stay a little nervous till he get back, see. Not to mention the fact today, with Nixon being the President of the United States, anytime Nixon leaves the country, Agnew becomes the number one boy in charge. Now, that scares me. See, Agnew just reminds me of the type of cat that would make a crank call to the Russians on the hotline. Other than that, I kind of dig Agnew myself. But what I mean is, I don't have the normal hang-ups that most folks have about Agnew. You see, I believe Agnew's putting everybody on. Yeah, I don't believe it is humanly possible for one man to be born that dumb. And do you know if Agnew was as dumb as he wants us to believe he is, he wouldn't be able to walk and chew gum at the same time? I wouldn't be surprised if you pick up a paper one day and read where Agnew done hijacked a train and tell the conductor, take me to Cuba. But irregardless of how you feel about Agnew, you have to admit one thing. He is consistent. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Agnew got on television next week and called Nixon a honky. Now, I don't mean to scare none of you young folks or upset you, nothing like that, but you are aware of the fact that Agnew finished college, aren't you? Yeah, he started off normal. Yes, right, University of Baltimore. Matter of fact, I was talking to one of his roommates not too long ago that lived in the dormitory with him, and he told me Agnew was really a dumb cat. He told me that Agnew was so dumb, one night all the guys in his dormitory decided to hold a panty raid and said Agnew's the only cat to come back with a jockey strap. Now, you can't get much dumber than that, right? Hey, let me say congratulations to you young folks in the country that for the first time now have the right to vote, you 18, 19, 20-year-old, which is very hip if you don't let these old fools program you, which they're trying to do already. Every time you pick up the paper, you read where there's 19 million new voters this coming election, and how the hell they know? Who counts you? That's right. You ever thought about that? Now, there's probably 50 million of you, but they don't want you to know it because you know how strong you are, so they keep saying 19 million. That's just like black folks. 22 million blacks in America, who counts us? You ever stop to think about that? The Census Bureau, they count us. Hell, I'm 38 years old. I ain't never seen the census table. The cat done missed me 3 times. You know how they count black folks in America? They count all the white folks in America, then keep telling us we 10% of y'all. That's right, it got to be 45 million blacks in America if it's one. Every time you look around, 22 million blacks, hell, it was more niggas than that in my block. I was on one of them television shows the other day, and the guy said, well, Mr. Gregory, if you're not going to take the census, take account for how many blacks in America, how many would you say is in America? I said, I don't know. Oh, he really got uptight. Well, if you don't know, why do you say it's not 22? I said, I know, man. And he said, well, how many? I said, it's goo gobs of niggas. Now, that scared him. And it scared me because I didn't realize it was going to scare him. But goo gobs do sound better than 22 million, don't it? I mean, goo gobs sound like you got lots of whatever you want, don't it? So, and it scared, man, I ain't never seen so many white folks scared. The switchboard just lit up, you know. Well, how many is goo gobs? How many is goo gobs? You know. So then when I dug where he was, I tried to make him think I knew. You know, he said, Mr. Gregory, would you please tell us how many is goo gobs? And you can always tell when a black cat gonna lie to you because he always clears throat. Yeah, get them cabbages out of his throat for you. So I said, well, goo gobs mean... How many? Mr. Gregory. He'd call me boy all through the show. I said, well, I'll tell you how many goo gobs is. I said, my brother, have you ever been out on a vacant lot? He said, yes. I said, have you ever been able to look as far as you could see where the sky meet the earth? He said, yes, yes. What that got to do with goo gobs? I said, well, goo gobs means some niggas on the other side of that. So what I'm really trying to say is I hope you new voters don't let nobody program you into a trick. Now they already done started deciding X amount of the new voters going to vote conservative, X amount going to vote liberal, and if liberalism and conservatism was any damn good, the Indian would be off the reservation. You ever thought America has more problems than any other nation on the face of this earth, so if liberalism and conservatism was any good, how come we got so many problems? And so just you youngsters, when you get ready to vote, just get you something new. Yeah, call yourself the Do-Why-Diddies. Now that'll scare them. Yeah, I can just see them now. What's the Do-Why-Diddies? You know, and don't tell them, you know. Just look at them like it's really something, but you ain't going to tell them. Say, would you tell them what the Do-Why-Diddies is? Say, well, I can't. And the closer to get to the election, the more pressure they'll put. How will the Do-Why-Diddies vote? You know? Is the Do-Why-Diddies communist inspired? You know, whole thing, yeah. And once they accuse you of being communist inspired, that's when you know you got your program going. Now, what you do on your first time you go out to vote, don't be serious. Play with it. You know, for a couple of years. Play with it. Get the feel of it so you know how to zero in on it. Can you imagine what would happen when you youngsters go to the polls for the first time? If you organize young folks all across this country that's going to vote the first time, and when you go into those polls to vote, what you got to do is do something that's going to upset us old folks. Then we'll have some respect for you. What do you think would happen if the first time you went out to exercise your right to vote, the first thing you did was voted in prohibition? You ain't seen no revolution. You cut that alcohol off? My God.